Blog Talk Radio.
Computer buffering? Yo, what's going on, people? It's your man Beast Bum God live on the off ramp. It's a new year, baby. January 6th, 2022. Welcome to the off ramp, a show for the people, by the people that embody the people. Show where me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics. He was popping in these streets, in these hoods, in these suburbs, in the country. You know, new year, new us, not really. Still doing the same old stuff, enjoying good conversation. Whether it be about sports, politics, love, sex, relationships, sports, whatever. You know, you call in, grab a taste, enjoy some good conversation, some good laughs, enjoy a good argument. And that's about it. If you want to call in, feel free, 929-477-3975. We finally launched from our own off-ramp Twitter page, our own off-ramp IG page. So we're making moves this year. We got the official off-ramp social media site. There are zero followers. I didn't even follow myself just because I didn't look into it that deep. But if you want to check us out, check us out on the off-ramp podcast on IG and Twitter and all that bullshit. That's pretty much it, man. Welcome to the show. I gave out the number, you know. New Year's just happened. Hope wherever you're at, you're in good spirits, good health. COVID hit my house. My son tested positive for COVID last week. So we've been in quarantine mode. Look, I might have to talk to some people about this COVID. I don't know if it's the vaccine, but now that COVID has officially hit the house, so our son tested positive, I want to say Friday. And he had a slight, and like he was fine. He's just like, yeah, I don't feel all that great. My son never really gets sick, you know. So it's like, all right, well, we got these home tests. So gave him the test, and to me, it was inconclusive. DJ C. Siren ain't here, you know what I mean? Oh, well, let me get the folks in here before I go into the long story. I got my man M Extra Money in the building. M Extra Money, Merry New Year.
Merry New Year, brother. How are y'all?
I can't complain, my brother. How's your new year going?
Oh, it was good, man. I had a bunch of shenanigans happening at the compound. Good time.
Yeah, it looked a little crazy. Well, good to have you on the show as always. I got my brother. Good to have you on the show again, man. It's been a while. My brother, tighten up. Have a Merry New Year.
Merry New Year to the brothers. How everyone doing this evening? Good to hear. My boy will be back and setting that NFL record back on pace.
Right to the sports. I love it. I like to hear. We get to the we gotta see if your boy Foot's gonna be all right. We'll get the sports in a minute. We gotta cover the AB topic. We can cover the playoffs, all that good stuff. But glad to have you on as always. Tighten up. I got my brother Blur in the building. Blur, welcome to the. Oh, he just dropped off. I don't know what he's doing. Blur will. I'm sure he'll call back in. But all right. So it's just us for the fellas for a couple minutes. You know, as people mull in. But yes, yeah, so I just want to finish telling y'all about, you know, share a little personal stuff, you know, because it seems like, you know, anybody who got COVID got that, like, stigmatism on them. Is this Blur, you going to stay on or what?
Oh, did I come through the last time? I couldn't hear nothing.
Yeah, well, it's because I had you on mute.
I don't know. I couldn't hear shit. Oh, well, let me try again. But yeah, man, I'm here. I'm good. What's good with you?
Nah, happy New Year. How you holding up?
Oh, man, I'm great. Blessed and highly favored. You know what? I got to be sick, though. I got to be sick because I didn't realize I keep cutting the heat up in my house. Every time I get out the bed or from under my blankets, I cut the heat up. My shit's on 80 right now.
Yeah, that vent will get you, man. Well, we're praying for your health, man. You sound good. I didn't even think you was going to come on tonight. I know you fighting it out there, man. Are you going to quarantine, yo, or are you just going to wait for you feel a little bit better and you back out in the streets?
I'm actually quarantined, man. Luckily for me, my life is kind of quarantined already because I live by myself and I kind of work. Well, I ain't going to work today, so, I mean, I'm good on that. But you know what? I ain't been around nobody. Like, I talk to mad people who got it, and, like, they get showing symptoms, even though they can't find tests anywhere. And it's all people I talk to on the phone, man. I'm thinking this shit might be able to be transmitted through the phone.
That'd be crazy. All right, well, you walked in because I was telling the fellas about my experience with COVID this week. Because it seems like this new Omicron is just hitting everybody. Like, it seemed like the first wave of Corona, you could kind of duck it. If you stayed safe, you know, wash your hands, wore a mask. This new joint, it seems like, yo, it don't matter what you do, yo, it's coming for you. So, like, my son, as I was saying, so my son felt, like, he hit me with the, yo, I don't feel well on, like, Thursday. So we got these at-home tests, gave him one. So DJ C. Simon was like, yo, this joint positive. I was like, let me see. Get out of here. Now, he wasn't, like, feeling bad. He was just like, yo, I don't feel good. I was like, let me see it. So, like, our home test, it's like the pregnancy test, right? It's like two lines, you got COVID, one line, you don't. And I don't know why they do that, because I've had women tell me they were pregnant, and they just ain't read the directions. That's what you get for dating dummies. And they're like, no, yo, you got to wait for a second line. So I had to read the instructions, even though my wife is extremely intelligent. I had to see this for myself. So I looked at it, I was like, nah, you need to see two lines. And she was like, yo, the line is right there. So I don't know if it's drinking, old age, or maybe I had COVID and didn't know it, but I couldn't see the second line at all. Like, I honestly thought, like, me and DJ C. Simon, like, it started to get a little testy in the house because, you know, she works in the industry. She's been overwhelmed. Ever since this coronavirus hit, she's been overworked. You know, they put all this stuff on these healthcare workers, and it's not like they hired a bunch more healthcare workers. So I'm like, yo, you just tripping, you're going crazy. I'm trying to have that discussion with her. She's like, no, you can't see it. And she's like shining a light on this test. I'm like, yo, if you got to shine a light, then you bugging. He ain't positive, right? I was like, but look, just to make you feel better, we'll just sit in the house for a couple of days. We'll keep it low key. You walk this weekend. It's New Year's. We were supposed to go out. Shout out to my man B. We were supposed to go to the sneaker bar, but wanted to be safe. I was like, yo, we're just kicking in the crib. So the next day, my kid feels great. Now, mind you, my wife started pumping full of Tylenol, Motrin, drugged him up. So the next day, like, my kid feels great. You know what I mean? Like, he wants to go on bike rides and do all this stuff. So I'm like, let's just keep it low-key just in case. So, you know, the weekend, New Year's comes. Look, I miss New Year's. Shout out to my mom. My mom called me at midnight like she always does to wish me a Happy New Year's. I missed it because me and DJ C. Simon's playing video games. Didn't even look at my phone. So we missed New Year's by about 30 minutes. So then Sunday comes, and I'm like, all right, you know, he ain't got no symptoms. He ain't. Oh, drop the mic. My bad if that came all fucked up on y'all. So Sunday came, and my wife was like, all right, let's test him because he got to go back to school tomorrow. I was like, all right, cool. Bro, we gave him that test. That joint was nothing but red lines, like all the way through. And I was like, damn. She was like, I told you. I was like, this is a whole different test. So, you know, we was like, all right, you know, we just got to keep him home this week. And what I found out is, yo, like Blair said, don't nobody got tests no more. So, like, I called his doctor, like, look, he good. He ain't showing no symptoms. Like, he ain't no fever no more. Like, he was in here doing pull-ups. You know what I mean? Like, he felt good. And I was like, yo, I just want to get him a test, you know, before he go back to school. And she's like, ain't no tests. She's like, keep them home 5 days, and then you can send them wherever you want. And I said, damn, things have changed. So it's just amazing how we went from, you know, you got to stay home 10 days. You got to come back with, like, a negative test as proof that you ain't got it. Now, yo, people are just like, fuck it. I think it's at that point where we're just like, like 8 Point said last week, we all about to catch it. Can't do nothing about it. And, you know, you stay home for a couple of days till you feel better, which you should always do when you're sick anyway. And then you back out in the streets. So, Blur, I don't want to let go of your personal business, but I know you're dealing with it now. How you feeling?
Oh, I'm good. I ain't going to fight again. I got chills a little bit. Today would be day two for me. But I'm good, man. I slept till like 1 p.m. or whatever, close to 1 o'clock in the afternoon, which is new for me, but I was up all night the night before, so I don't know if that has anything to do with the vid or if I was just sleepy or what. But I just been in bed chilling, catching up on all my missed TV shows, enjoying my time off.
Yeah, getting the mandatory time off is low-key underrated. Like, we got invited to a birthday party this weekend, and I was like, well, look, you know, my son's been quarantined for a week. As long as we get a negative test on Friday, you know, we'll come up. And he's like, oh, he got COVID? Nah, I don't want y'all to come. And at first, I was a little offended, like, damn, you're like, if he gets a negative test, why don't you want us to come? Like, it shows that he's negative. And then I thought, damn, I could use this to my advantage. Anytime somebody invites me somewhere I don't really got to go, I just got to be like, yo, I ain't feeling good. It might be COVID. And that instantly, like, they can't say anything. And Maxer, your house good?
Yeah, man. I mean, we haven't, thankfully, experienced any of that in my house. But it's funny that you said that's a great excuse. You can use that same shit with the flu or the pink eye. Like, I mean, I don't understand why people all of a sudden now using COVID, like we didn't have other diseases that you could actually use to get out of work and shit. Like, before COVID, you still used it. An excuse to get out of work if he didn't want to go somewhere, you know, he didn't feel good, stomach hurt, got the bubble guts. Like, I just don't understand why all of a sudden COVID raises the level to something else that nothing else did. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy how some people just all of a sudden they've been operating their whole lives doing certain things with all these other diseases that this world has come through. But now we got COVID. Now everybody just like, I don't trust medicine. I don't know what's going on. All of a sudden, they're health experts. They don't trust it. They don't know what it is. They want to know about shit that they ain't never asked questions about before. Like, it's crazy how this is has transformed the way people see and view health and medicine and other shit that we still got going on. I find that very interesting.
Well, see, I'm calling BS on you because I'm not talking about work. Now, like me and you, we are blessed with good jobs, or I'd say comparable jobs. Where if we call them and tell them we're sick, you know, like, they know that they just got to chalk it up and we just ain't coming home. But you've guilted me many of times, like, yo, come up, we partying up north, come on up. And I'm like, yo, man, I don't know, I'm tired. I don't feel like it. What you like, man, shut that dumb shit up, get on the highway, all this and all this. Now I just got to tell you that I got COVID. You're going to be like, yeah, stay home.
But if you told me you had the flu, I would tell you I'd stay home too.
Can you get tested for the flu?
Yeah, or if, yeah, or they slide the back of your motherfucking throat. A strep throat, or if you told me you had strep throat, if you told me you had motherfucking a virus, I'm telling you, I'd stay at home. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people get bubble guts from passing on viruses too, you know what I mean? Like, diarrhea and shit is a virus. Like, COVID is a virus, like. So, like, viruses
right.
Can go, and they run their course. They got to run their course. There ain't nothing you can do about it. They got to run their course. There ain't shit you can do about it. Same shit. So that's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying is that, like, a virus has been around forever. And, like, if there's been contagious stuff going on. Like, if motherfuckers walked around with pink eye, right, and that's contagious and shit for at least the first 48 hours, I believe. Don't quote me on that. Like, right? Like, would people still think, like, oh, I'm invincible, I can't get the pink eye, or would they stay the fuck away? Like, they still would stay away. Like, I mean, that's all my point is. I just find it interesting that, like, you know, how some people are perceiving them.
I feel you.
I think it's more so that people are scared to use, not scared, but you can always say flu, but it's got to be the right time of year for that. Like, people start looking at you, like, man, you lying. You ain't got the flu. It's the middle of summer. Well, I mean, it's summer flu that happens. It's just rare. Right now, there's just no questioning. You know, I got the bed. Yeah, you got it. It's cool. We know. You got it. Take your time. So it's just easier to fall back on that one than it is to fall back on pink eye with you, I mean. That ain't gonna last us one day. You gotta live with the pink eye lie for a little bit.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get that part too. I mean, I've been working from home for so damn long. It is no excuse. I mean, I'm at my house anyway, right? So it's kind of like, yeah, like what do I say, right? Like, I mean, I don't feel well. I'll log on if I can. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't have to leave the house for nothing. So, like, it's hard for me. I guess I come from a skewed, that skewed too, right? Because, again, I don't have to really make up an excuse. And two, where the hell am I? And, like, even when I don't feel well, it's kind of like, well, I'm still at my house, so nothing really changed for me. So, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. So it's weird for me to be like, yeah, I'm sick. I ain't working today when literally I'm, you know what I mean? I sometimes work out of my bed any damn way. So it's like, what the hell am I? What is my excuse really for, right?
That was my situation last night. I talked to my lawyer, and I was like, yo, Josh, I wasn't feeling good all day today, man. I took a home test, got two lines, man. I think I'm positive. And he was like, all right, well, if you're feeling bad, that's one thing. Take the 5 days, see you next week. He's like, if you weren't feeling bad, you could just go grab the computer and work from home. I was like, yeah, man, I'm feeling it. So I'm just going to take these days.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. It's like it's an option for you to take days, right? And to me, it's like, why am I taking vacation? I'd rather take vacation and go some damn where and save that joint as opposed to me, because I could still say I feel bad. But if something critical breaks, I'm getting a phone call regardless. Ain't shit I can do about it. So they're gonna bug me regardless. Like, that's just the nature of the job, I guess. So.
What about you, Titan? Your household safe, man? You've been dodging and ducking the corona?
Well, to be honest and truthful with y'all, I'm in the same position you is. My daughter is 13. I have a daughter with a genetic disorder. She goes to a special school. She's blind and deaf, so, you know, she gets bused back and forth to school. To be honest and truthful with y'all, up until this point, I've had my kids away and safe from this shit, along with myself and anybody that has entered in my household, including all five of my reptiles, my two dogs, and my two cats. Not that I didn't take it seriously. It was just something I didn't want to try out because my daughter has a genetic disorder, and it's one of the rarest genetic disorders in the world. One of the students or the staff members on the bus, they wasn't specific about it, but one of them contracted and tested positive. So I got an email. There's somebody that your daughter was next to and tested positive, and you need to go take her to the hospital or get her checked out. Now, my kids is vaccinated. I can't say that for myself. Don't trust needles. Never have. Never liked needles. Don't like them. Don't damn sure trust no medicine that I don't and can't understand anything about. Bad enough, I barely wanted to do high school work. But she tested positive.
That sucks. How's she feeling?
It was hard at first. I ain't going to lie to y'all, because my daughter can't do what other kids can do. She can't speak about her pain. She can't speak about, I don't feel well. I'm dizzy, or I'm not feeling the way that I normally would feel. She can't say that to me. So as a single dad who has to sit here every day and, you know, monitor her and take a look at her, I did. And, you know, I noticed runny nose, cough. So at that point, took her to the hospital. You know, tested positive. Okay. What's the next step that I need to do to get my daughter back in good health? Their whole thing is, oh, just keep them inside, keep them away from people, and it'll pass through. Okay, well, this is the part that I don't understand. Y'all make this big-ass deal about how everybody needs to go get this vaccine and get vaccinated. Well, a vaccine, if I remember, is to cure something that you got or contract, which means once you get this vaccine, right, now you should have the proper stuff in your body to fight whatever the shit was that they had to give you this vaccine for. That's the purpose of the vaccine. The vaccine is mixed with part of whatever the conduit is, which is whatever disease or virus that it's going on. And the rest of it is fixed with the medicine that's needed.
Okay.
So,
well, first, at
the end of the day, I was paying attention because she's sitting here in front of me, my daughter. So I was looking at her, helping her get her little YouTube together.
Oh, you good? You good? You took a pause. I thought you was done. Well, first and foremost, bro, man, I hope she recovers and is in good health, man. I think that's the most important part. I mean, how long? I mean, it's a little personal. I guess I'll text you on that one. But, you know, prayers are with you, man. I know it's a different type of situation. You, like you said, your daughter can't tell you when something's going on like my kid could. So it's a little different. But, you know, prayers are out, man. Hope she recovers well. I know it's a difficult situation. But I got faith she'll pull through, man.
Yeah, she's getting better. You know, it's this funny, that's all. It's hard to say that you want to keep your child away from it and you want to dodge it. And then it's hard on the other part saying, okay, well, let me make sure my kid gets vaccinated. And then your kid comes home and they tell me your kid still got it. Well, what is the purpose? That's the thing that pisses me off. Everybody makes a big deal about masking up and doing all this. Whether you're masked up, whether you washed your hands, whether you washed your ass, you didn't wash your ass, okay, whether you got a mask on, whether you don't, you're going to catch this shit. They made it so everybody could catch it, and the ones that can't deal with it, get them up out of here. Next. It's dead. But that's how they killing us. Listen, they couldn't kill us off.
God,
they couldn't kill us off by doing the regular shit. Think about it. The cops in the cities and the states that we know be fucking us up. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Let's keep it 100, 1,000. These females are now our females. All black queens are now in power and positions to be able to say, oh, no, fuck that. That shit ain't going down. They are starting to see and understand that these black queens and these black women that do have these powers of position use their powers of position. And sometimes it's to help the, you know, criminally minded.
Oh,
Where do we go?
You're talking about
how the government is getting us up out of here, talking about Omicron and fucking and COVID. Okay, and they couldn't do it their way, so they figured out a way to get us the fuck up out of here.
Hey, MX, go ahead.
I got a couple things.
I'm telling you, man, look, something wrong. Y'all don't see it. Something wrong, man.
Here's the thing, bro. So, a virus is a virus. There is no cure for viruses, man. All the cold medicines and all the stuff that you take is basically curbing the symptoms, right? So it's no cure. The virus always has to go. It's always going to run its course, right? When you have diarrhea, you're going to shit a lot. And all they're going to tell you to do is you're going to take Pepto. Pepto doesn't cure diarrhea. All it does is stops your stomach from hurting. It coats your stomach to stop it from being irritated. It's not curing the diarrhea. You're still going to shit on Pepto. You're just going to feel better, right? Tylenol the same way.
right? Like, it's just curbing symptoms. But at the end of the day, viruses all have to run its course, period. Any health professional doctor is going to tell you that. Everything that's over the counter that you're taking is only so you can feel better while the virus is running through course, but it's not a cure. So the reason why you're getting a vaccine is so you can, so your body can build up the necessary cells to fight that virus. That's it. And the reason why you're going to continue to get sick is because you got people out here that's still doing dumbass shit. The same way, if you go to a kindergarten class and they do that experiment where you put chalk on their hand and then you give it about 30 minutes, that chalk is everywhere in the goddamn classroom. That's how the virus is spread. And so, therefore, as long as we keep having people that don't wash their hands, and we know we've been in several bathrooms where you see these cruddy-ass dudes walk out the bathroom without washing their hands and then go and touch every goddamn doorknob, every other seat, and then you come behind and touch that same doorknob, well, guess what? You just, if he got whatever on his hands, you got it on your hands too. So as long as we got, it's a people problem. It's not a medicine problem. It's a people problem. We still, and then how long have we been growing up when our parents were told us to cover our mouths when we cough and sneeze and shit? And you know daggone well, how many people have you corrected when you see motherfuckers don't call, cover their mouth and when they sneezing? And how many people have you pulled up when they left the bathroom without washing their hands for longer than 30 seconds or just throwing some water on that shit, put some water on that damn shit, and then walk the hell out? Like, you know what I mean? Like, so if we ain't self-correcting ourselves, then, yeah, people still going to get sick because the other people are doing it to them. It's not that, you know what I mean, like, that COVID is out here and the government's out here plotting COVID. It's really about shit, man. It's really waking us the hell up because all the shit that we grew up with in terms of cleanliness and to stop the prevention of shit is what got lax. So the mask and all that kind of shit and washing your hands and coughing in your sleeve and not just in the open air so I can fucking get all your particles in my goddamn mouth, that's some shit you should have just been doing any damn way. Like, no one should have said it shouldn't have taken COVID to get your ass to cover and keep that shit close to your body. Like, your parents been telling you to cover your mouth the whole damn time. You just an adult and you feel like you don't got to do that shit no more. I mean, so I empathize with you with your daughter not being able to do all that kind of stuff. But you know, the fastest way to fucking stop all that shit from people from catching it is for all of us. And that's what they're talking about when they say herd immunity. Everybody needs to get the fucking vaccine. So therefore, it has no host. A virus needs a host, and as long as you got motherfuckers out there that ain't vaccinated, the virus is going to continue to live. Therefore, it's always going to be alive and prevalent. And therefore, that's why people that even vaccinated will still continue to get it because we still have live hosts out there running around because they don't believe in medicine, even though they asses will go to a hospital and say that same doctor and take all the fucking medicine that they want. But that you don't want to fucking believe that believe in medicine and shit. But if your life is on the line, I guarantee your ass is going to be taking some fucking medicine from a doctor that you just said that you don't trust.
Blur.
Yeah, my bad. I'm here. I think that's spot on, man. Unfortunately, it is a situation where, you know, we're not going to defeat the virus. There's no getting rid of it. It's just, you know, we want to fight it, which is what the shot is for. And I forgot what the word is for. It's what the shot is for. I mean, it's just to help make it harder for you to catch it, harder for you to spread it, but it's still there. It's still there, and until we do get herd immunity, we're going to be dealing with the same thing we talked about last week. I mean, it's going to be because the Omicron is less deadly, but easier to spread. This is the situation where more people are going to catch it. That's why they cut the days down. I know y'all ain't going to die. Just take your time and get back in here to work. More people won't catch it. We're just going to have to find out a way how to live with it. And hopefully no more deaths come from it, but, I mean, this is the new world we live in.
New York, you want to jump in?
No, yeah, I think that was spot on too. And I think just the world shutting down that first time, you know what I mean? People being in the house, you know what I mean? They didn't have to go nowhere. Everybody was just getting lax. Everybody, well, for the people that was working from home, let me say that. For the people that was working from home,
There's been other reports. There's been reports out there, you know, the celebrities coming out talking about, well, we from home. You know what I mean? What's the need to take a shower every day and stuff like that? And I think that's what really relaxed the country on everything as far as hygiene goes. And then when they really get back out there, you know, they're not really being that type of what's the word for it? Cleanliness. They not really practicing the same guidelines that we grew up with and stuff like that. But yeah, I say. And for the other person that was on here, I pray everything goes right with your daughter. You know what I mean?
So tighten up. You got any responses before we move on?
No, I hear y'all. Like I said, my daughter was vaccinated. All my kids was vaccinated, and you know, for my daughter to have to take a bus. Yeah, I could drop her off, but they provide the transportation for her to go back and forth to school. So once my daughter leaves out of here, I'm entrusting that they, as a company and as a staff, make sure that shit is handled. But yet my daughter still ended up catching it and coming home with it. So
well,
which caused everybody in this quarantine and just be on the safe side?
Let me ask you this. If you don't trust doctors and medicine, why do you trust school board people? Man, I just want to be clear. That's not a criticism. You know, I'm just an honest question.
Don't get me wrong. It's not that I don't trust medicine. It's just, for me, I've never had to be the person to be back and forth in the hospital. A lot of the people in my life and the people that I've seen that rely on medicine, once they body don't have it, they fucked up from it. I don't get sick a lot. Why? I don't know. When I do get my one or two times that I get sick a year, yeah, I might be sick for 2 or 3 days, sometimes a week. But after that, I'm good.
Okay.
So
well,
looking at it, I just, like, I've never had to go get a flu shot. But I know people that have been getting the flu shot since they was little.
Yeah, I was just, I mean.
And they're sick,
you know, just
all the time. Like, they're sick more than a child. Like, so for me, it's this confusing because, you know, I get what y'all saying. I honestly, all the way, I do. I have to sit there and listen to doctors. Sometimes I'm the one telling the doctors what I know about my daughter because they don't understand. But
yeah,
that doesn't,
I mean, you always advocate for,
that, for me personally, not my kids, for me personally, no, I'm not going to sit there and say, yeah, I'm full steam ahead. Let me go jump in this long ass line from here to Jablit just to go get a shot to end up sick and then possibly in the hospital again. Oh, because I wanted to go get this shot and be extra safe. Listen, I can't be more safe than making sure I do the necessary things that I'm supposed to. Washing my ass, brushing my teeth, keeping my house clean, and taking care of my kids.
I think it comes down to what Beach Bum was saying, though, right? Like, so, like, you doing everything, and I'm sure everybody on this call is doing everything, but at some point, right, it becomes out of our control. Right. So, like, you can do all the things that you want. Right. But if I come into your household and lie to you and say, you know, pull an Aaron Rodgers and say I'm vaccinated and I'm walking around with motherfucking COVID, guess what I just did? I just put COVID in your house and you ain't had to do nothing but do the same shit that you was just doing. Right. So that kind of goes with what was like saying. So, like, you entrusted a bus driver and a school system to take care and do what they're supposed to do, but they're still humans, right? And one person still has a job. Who knows what the hell she's hanging around? That's when she picked your daughter up from school, or he picked your daughter up from school, right? You don't know what his last night was doing. He could have been around somebody with COVID, and then just because he had no vacation time, chose to go to work, or because he asymptomatic, or because whatever the case may be, right? So you're still relying on people to do what they're supposed to do, and you're always going to be. I mean, that's just the society we live in, right? So it doesn't matter how much you are safe and how much you try to do for yourself, because I'm assuming, you know what I mean? Like, I only take, I mean, for real, for me, like, I get flu shots when my daughter gets flu shots. Why? Because, I mean, I was like, I'm just there, right? So they offer it. I'm like, I'll take one. But, again, I work from home, right? So I'm not in contact with a lot of people, which is why I'm never really sick like that. So when I get sick, I really do get sick. But when I was working in a hospital, though, doing work in hospitals, I absolutely had to get a flu shot. Why? Because they mandated that. Why? Because sick people come to hospitals. And so for me to protect myself and my kids and my family, I made sure that at least if I'm going to get, you know what I mean, and I'm going to be coming in contact with people walking around with all kinds of viruses and all kinds of shit, like, you had to protect yourself, right? Like, that's why doctors and nurses get the same shit, right? Because, again, they're around treating people with staph infections and shit. Imagine somebody with a staph infection, your wife being a nurse, walking around with staph infection, talking about, I don't trust medicine, so I'm just not going to put a scrub on or a face mask on and just walk into a room with somebody knowing they have a staph infection, right? No one's doing that. No one is walking around that way, right? And that's what my problem is with the people who say they're not going to get the COVID shot. If people walked around, we made a bigger deal about AIDS, thinking that we can get AIDS by touching somebody when they said that somebody had AIDS, right? Knowing daggone well it's supposed to be Bobby Floyd.
You're right.
And you look at somebody with AIDS like, oh, shit, like, I'm going to stay away from that person, knowing daggone well you can be in contact with that person. You can sit right next to you, you'll never get AIDS. Yet you was taking all kinds of precautions because of that. Now we sitting here talking about, oh, nah, yo, it's a virus. It's a new virus coming out. Nah, yo, I ain't getting none of that. Nope, don't want no parts of that. Like, come on, bro. Like, at some point, you gotta like put down the excuses and all the conspiracy theories and just do exactly what you did when you was little, when you had to get all those goddamn MMR shots, the chicken pox shots, and all those other kind of shit that you got when you had to go to school and nobody fucking complained about it. It didn't hurt you. You still hear live talking about the shit. And all those parents who had to get their kids vaccinated to go to school, because I know damn well all these people who are anti-COVID people, kids, and they got kids, have gotten their kids vaccinated. So that's just even more of a hypocritical thing. And, you know, I don't like that hypocritical shit. So it's like, if you're an anti-vaxxer, I get it. But then don't tell me that you got your kids vaccinated to go to school. Be 100 about everything then, right? Like, keep your kids at home so my kids don't have to get your kids shit. Right, and just be there and live your life just like that, isolated amongst everybody else because you choosing your path, right? So everybody says they got a choice. Yeah, you got a choice, all right. You got a choice not to get vaccinated, keep your kids at home, you keep your ass at home, and that way I don't ever have to come in contact with you, and my kids don't got to come in contact with you when they going to school because I'm sending their asses to school. They got to get the hell up out of here. Right? Like, that's your choice.
I got one question, right? But to the point that he made, you know what I mean, when we said, yeah, even the house, I have this question, right? So for the people that was in the house that, you know what I mean, that was for, like, doing their safe measures and everything, that for the people that haven't caught a cold for a year or two years going on with this quarantine shit, you know what I mean? How does that affect them? So say, for instance, they never caught a cold during this whole quarantine shit. And now, in the future, right, when COVID is eradicated, it's not going to be eradicated, but it's more safe to go back in the open. When they go back in the open and they finally catch a cold after, like, 2 years, you think that their symptoms is going to be more heavy because they haven't caught a cold for those 2 years? I want to say more severe, but, like, you're going to feel it more since your body hasn't been used to it. Because, like, everybody around December time, you know what I mean, you catch a little common cold, whatever it is, stuffy, runny nose, you know what I mean, a little cough here and there, you over it by a week. But people been in the house for like 2 years now. They haven't caught a cold and shit like that. So when they go back in our open and catch a cold, you think that's going to be the symptoms going to be a little bit more severe for them?
I mean, you got to blur. I don't know. You've been quiet for a little bit. Minivan, I'm going to get to you next. I'm not a doctor. I got no clue. But I would assume, when we talk about modern medicine, like whenever I hear people talking about, yo, you shouldn't take any medicine, you should just go all natural, I think about like the Stone Ages when like there wasn't any electricity, like there wasn't no medicine either. Yeah, they was dying at like 25. Like modern medicine has, you know, Betty White almost made it to 100. I know she done smoked and drank in her life. She had way too much fun. You know what I mean? That's modern medicine for you, where most of us would be dead at 30, you know, because of, you know, people were dying in the old ages of just cold. So, I don't know. We pretty much stayed in the house for a year. We stepped back out. I haven't really gotten sick in a long time. But, Blur, you got anything? And then I'll jump to you, Minivan.
No, I can say for me, like, I don't get sick. Like, I don't take flu shots. I don't take medicine at all for the most part because I kind of think I just take care of myself. I live an active lifestyle. I used to eat healthy, not so much anymore, but I figure when I get older, I'll start, you know, worried about flu shots and shit like that. But, I don't take medicine. Like, I don't take Tylenol or any of that. I just use, like, let my body fight anything off. So catching this was like, all right, that's what let me know it's something real. Because, like, all right, like, I'm feeling sick. I don't feel sick. That's how I knew, like, automatically. I'm like, what the hell is this? Like, a headache? Chills? Nah, this ain't me. I ain't felt this in, like, decades. So I don't know. Hopefully once this is over, I'll go back to my normal healthy self.
You should take some Tylenol, bro. I know you're not used to it, but you don't want your brain. I mean, you're already an idiot in my mind, but I love you. You know, I'd take a bullet for you. I don't want your brain to get fried. You know, fevers aren't good for you. Take some Tylenol. Bring that fever down at least. Minivan, what you got? Welcome.
Sure. I'm awful. I'm awful. Welcome. I'm awful modern medicine, man. I ain't trying to have no back pain, no knee aches. Give me a BC powder and a ginger ale, man. I ain't trying to do none of that. And I work with young people, so you already know.
You think a B12 vitamin and some ginger ale is going to help you with your back pain?
No, I said a BC powder, my guy.
Oh, BT powder. I thought you said a B12 shot.
Yeah.
BC powder.
That's
a slave medicine. So you're going to take an aspirin?
Yeah,
that's
but it works fast
medicine.
And good. It works fast and it's effective, so.
But that's modern medicine.
I'm
aspirin
modern
don't
medicine.
Grow on trees.
Hey, well, look, you can't be running around. I can't pop an edible at work and be like, man, okay, now I feel better. So, you know. I can sit down and have a Tylenol at work. Yes, it is.
An edible ain't modern medicine, and I love edibles.
They're beautiful.
I mean, I guess
shit,
I mean,
not if
you want to legalize that.
Not if you don't gaze that shit right. Yeah, edible
yeah,
is not
well,
beautiful.
I mean,
you don't gaze that shit right.
Oh, man.
But some people
excellent.
Do think that, like, the CBD piece and for people with seizures and stuff like that. I mean, that's been coming a long way, though, Beach Bum. I think that I guess we would consider that modern, you know what I mean, in terms of just using the properties of, you know what I mean, the marijuana plant for alternative ways of dealing with certain things that people didn't use before. I would consider it that part. The modern medicine. Now you just get edibles that's getting you high and shit. Now that I would agree is not modern medicine. But if you extracting plants and taking the CBD and using that for sleep and stopping seizures, like I've seen in reports, I would consider that to be the modern medicine aspect.
Well, my question was, well, I was going back and forth with Minivan because he said he's off modern medicine. And I'm like, edibles, hey, watch y'all background noise. Put yourselves on mute. And Minivan said that he can't take an edible. And I'm like, well, edibles is about as modern as you can get. Like, that's it.
Okay. Gotcha.
I don't think people should take it all the time. I think that, you know, I got high blood pressure. I think the onus is on me. I mean, thank God they have medicine so that I didn't have a heart attack at 32. But I think the onus is on me to lose weight, eat healthy so that my blood pressure can become natural. But, like, I'm happy that there's modern medicine so that, you know, I didn't meet my biological father until later. I don't know if he has high blood pressure, but I know my mom does. So I don't know if it runs in the family or if it's just, you know, bad lifestyle. You know what I mean? But, like, I don't think you should – I don't think every time something is wrong, you should go get medicated for it either. But I also don't think – and this is a good question, and I never got my joke off because I wanted to tell y'all – I wanted to go around the horn and see if what M actually was talking about, yo, we need to be like our parents said and really wash our hands when we're done using the bathroom. Like, we've all been in some public bathrooms where we felt our dick was cleaner than the sink, right? Like, we've all been there. So my question now is, do you still wash your hands?
What? Yo, what's wrong with you, yo? That's my question. Yo, what's wrong with you?
But see, you don't drink.
Yeah, I still wash.
Like, you're a creep.
I still wash
never,
my hands.
You never, Blur never really drank and partied with us. Blur was the creep out the group, right? So Blur might not understand this. But I know Minivan understands it. I know MXtra understands it. I know Tighten Up understands it. And I know New York understands it. You've been in some places where you took a piss in the bathroom and went to go wash your hands and said, nah, this ain't good.
This
so
ain't
my question
good.
Is,
I just wiped my hands off. Really?
Yeah, I mean, I'd definitely be taking extra paper towels and opening doors, especially when they don't, like, have it, like, you can just push your way out or they ain't already open. But I still
So you're
like
one of them type that will spray a doorknob before you turn it?
Nah, I didn't say spray. I said I definitely don't touch it with my hands, though. I'll take extra paper towels and open the door, though. I'll take something else. Like, and if they don't have paper towels, then, yeah, I'll use my shirt or something, but I definitely gonna use my hands, though.
Look, I'd spray a doorknob if I had some Febreze, Lysol on me.
Yeah, Lysol. Yeah, I don't have that. I don't carry that, but, yeah.
Look, when I go to the corner store, if you look dusty, I'll spray you with some Lysol. This shit's real. This shit's real.
Real out here. This shit.
I'm going to just have to take the gamble if you want to fight me afterwards, but I feel like I'm looking out for you. So, you know, I mean, we ain't got to stay on COVID all night, but, you know, I was just trying to share my story about my experience because we, up until now, we had pretty much avoided it. I never tested positive. My wife never tested positive. None of us have tested, you know, positive, even with my son testing positive. And it's crazy because I don't know, like, I don't know where to give the blame. I don't know if my body is just healthy enough, which I doubt. But, like, we don't have any symptoms of anything, or if it's, like, the vaccine has done so well that, because I can't quarantine my child. It's not like, you know, if I got it, I'll say, all right, DJ C-Sign, I'm going in the guest room, I'm going to shut the door, you know, I'm just staying in there for a couple of days, just spray the house down and clean. Like, when we found out our son was positive, it's just like, well, fuck it, what you going to do? I can't quarantine my 8-year-old, so I was resigned to the fact, like, all right, I'll probably get sick in a couple of days. And it's been a week, and we ain't got nothing, so I don't know if that's the shot. Like, I don't know
yeah,
if
you
I
know
got
what's
it.
Funny? Nobody I've been around tested positive. Like, my son is good. I was with my son on New Year's. His mom is good. The girl I be with, she good. Nobody I've actually come in contact with, they've all tested positive, or they ain't got no symptoms. They good. I'm like, what the hell?
But now, they tested positive, but they're good?
No, they haven't tested positive. They haven't tested positive. They've either, like, my homegirl got a test because she's a nurse. She gets tested, like, once a week or sometimes more, depending on what office she at. Like, I was like, yo, I'm not feeling good. So she went ahead and just got tested just because. Negative. I'm like, yo, I was just with you. We was in the car together. Nope. She negative. I'm positive.
Yeah. Did she accuse you of cheating on her?
Nah, we not like that.
Oh, my bad. I don't mean to. I'm not trying to put that in the atmosphere. But, I mean, it's just like, I wonder if that's causing issues now. Like if I caught COVID with DJ C-Sign, I'm like, well, who you been around that had it? Like, is that ruining households now? because I assume that, you know, questions will come up. But, you know, all right, we ain't got to stay on this all night. Tighten up. You got anything left on that before we move on? We got to talk about this AB situation.
Nah, I'm cool. Let's get on to the real stuff.
All right, everybody got anything else? Yeah, we spent like a damn hour on that. DJ C Siren, welcome to the offering. You got anything to say, or you just want to drink white claws and pass out?
I'm not quite sure what the question is. We were just talking about vaccines.
Yeah, well, I just want to know if you want to say hello to your peoples.
Oh, good evening, everybody.
There you go. All right, so we're gonna move on, man. So the story of the week to me, China has its own sun now. We got to get to that. Blur sent me an Instagram story of the monkey with the Neuralink in its brain, and it's out here playing video games with just his brain power. I really want to talk about that. I encourage all of you on the text thread to go look at that YouTube video while I talk to y'all so y'all can see that little monkey playing the video game with just his brain. But the story,
mm-mm.
What?
Star Trek.
What's that?
The Star Trek episode.
I didn't watch Star Trek. I'm not a nerd.
Yes,
I was one of the cool kids.
When people were playing the game.
You got lucky.
They were playing the game with their mind.
I didn't see. Oh, yeah, we
and,
did see
and
that.
The aliens at the top of the aliens.
Yeah, the aliens. Yeah, that was a good episode. I forgot you maybe watched that weird shit. But story of the week, man. Antonio Brown strips in the middle of a football game and bounces. It was a lot going on. I'm sure all of y'all had heard the story. And it's the fellas on tonight and DJ C. Turner. So I don't even have to rehash it for all y'all. So I'm going to just go around the horn and tell me what y'all think. And Max, what'd you think of the AB situation?
All right. So immediately when I first saw it live, I was kind of like, what the heck? What he would do, you know what I mean, something wrong with him, right? As more stories came out and all this other kind of stuff, text messages, his side, Bruce Arians' side, I feel like as someone who's played football, but obviously not at the NFL level, but for that long, even going up to the college level, you at some point have played injured in your life, right? Like usually it's a trainer that's taking you out or a coach is taking you out, but you damn sure in most cases, you're not taking yourself out the game unless you know your body can't really go. And at that point, you're absolutely then going to talk to a trainer. So my question, I guess the confusion part that I got is that if you on a sideline sitting on the bench or you next to a coach and they call your package, then the expectation is that you're healthy enough to play. So the part I don't understand with Antonio Brown is that if you thought you were too hurt to go in, then why weren't you with a trainer? Why weren't you with a doctor getting checked out? Because that's where you should have been. You damn sure shouldn't have been next to a coach. You shouldn't have been next to or just chilling on the bench if you felt like you were hurt, right? Because that's just kind of the protocol, right? Like, I'm hurt. Let me go see what the fuck's going on with me, see if I can get back out there, get this bonus money, right? And let me see if they can shoot it up. Let me see if they can tape it up, something. But you damn sure ain't sitting next to the damn coach because that's telling the coach you ready to go back in when your package is called. So that's the part that is kind of really confusing me because if I'm a coach and I turn to you and you're sitting right the fuck there and I'm like, yo, package X, and then you're supposed to be in that package and you decide to tell me, nah, I ain't going in, but you ain't at a trainer and a trainer hasn't told me that you hurt and the trainer hasn't alerted me that you can't play, then, yeah, I'm going to be pissed because now I'm feeling like you just out here just, like, trying to sun me on the sideline. You know what I'm saying? Like, and at that point, I don't have time. We losing the game to be dealing with your shit. So at that point, I agree with Bruce Arians, like, yo, like, all right, well, get the fuck out of here then. I don't need this type of bullshit while we losing, one, going into the playoffs, two. But then I see his side of it, too. But my problem with him is that, bro, if you hurt, then there are so many other ways that you could have did to make that point clear other than taking your motherfucking pads off and running off the field, jogging, giving the deuces, right? Like, there's so many different, as a professional, this is your job. Like, I need you to have composure. I need you not to be a trigger because someone said go in, play when you're hurt, when, bruh, according to you, you went into that game not 100%, so you were playing while you were hurt. So how is that all of a sudden now that a coach told you to go in and didn't buy your bullshit, that now that's a trigger for you to strip down and then go give people the deuces and then walk off the damn field? Like, that can't, that shit ain't adding up. And then his text message, I looked at it, and every time I try to recreate his damn text message, but, like, bro, like, you can't send a text message or you can't receive a text message and it says new iMessage across the top. Like, it don't say that when I already got a text message from you. Like, it just don't. Like, so, like, that was some made-up, fabricated shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you texted me from an iPhone, then your name is at the top, but it definitely don't say new message because it's not a new message, right? And so, like, so I think that his messages were fabricated. I feel like he had two phones, and then he was sending out text messages to somebody, one of his brothers or something, and they just, you know, try to fabricate that whole text message shit to kind of prove his point.
Damn. That's going to do it. That's going to do a lot. Minivan, you got a rebuttal? Minivan, you got us on mute?
No, that ain't me.
What? You're... No, I said, do you have a rebuttal? Do you got anything on the AB situation?
Yo, I was rocking with him, but your man was extremely convincing because at the end of the day, you got to be professional. Like, they tell you, don't badmouth your previous employer on other interviews because you just don't know who anybody knows. But, yo, are we really shocked? I'm more concerned with or intrigued by the story that he snuck an Instagram model into the hotel room the night before, and she tested positive for COVID. Like,
oh, I didn't even hear that.
Excuse me. Yeah, that's coming out. And he tried to pay her $10,000 to be quiet, but she wanted more.
Jeez.
So she ran her mouth.
Okay. Minivan. I thought she was dumb. My bad. Go ahead, Minivan.
No, you got it. Yeah, your man hit everything on point. If he didn't act like an ass on his way out, yo, I'm hurt. Just go sit on the bench. Let your agent take care of that. You might still have a job.
Tighten up.
My only problem with what AB did was, one, if he hurt, he should have made that be known. The extra dramatic shit. Now, I watch sports shit every day, every morning. That's my twist. I watch football. And what's funny to me is I listen to what Chris Carter, we all know who Chris Carter is, and we know the accolades that Chris Carter has put up with Randy Moss, without Randy Moss, however y'all want to look at it. But Chris Carter made a great point. He says sometimes a lot of these NFL players are going through things, and people forget that they really have lives outside of this job that they had, because this job demands so much of their physical and their mental aspect of the game. If you want to be and become a Hall of Famer, then you have to study the game. You have to practice with the intent to win, and you have to play like there ain't no tomorrow. And you have to go out there and do that every week. Who knows? Maybe this man really got a major concussion. Maybe this man's brain is really fucked up inside. I'm not excusing him for what he did with the antics. But it's like the child. When you don't pay attention to your child, what does it do? It does something stupid to get your attention. Any kid.
Okay, Blur.
I mean, even if he is going through, everybody's going through something. That's just life. I mean, we all got responsibilities. I ain't in the NFL, but if I go through things, I still got to show up and do my job. I think this whole ankle thing is bullshit. Nobody, no regular player in the NFL, even if you're not a regular player, is at 100%. They all have something nagging with them. I know Minivan before mentioned a lot of times, like, yo, this whole playing through the pain for the good of the team, that is over with for that. And that may be true, but if you show up to work, you got to go to work. I mean, that's just that. Like, you on the sideline, you ready to work. You ain't been with the trainer all week. You ain't been with the trainer today. You already played half the game. And I think they just trying to fall back on this ankle thing as a way to try to save face, because it's already came out. Like, yo, your issue wasn't your ankle. Your issue was that Tom Brady was targeting Gronk, and you thought you should get more targets. Like, if your ankle is fucked up, why you go to Tom Brady and ask him, like, yo, why you favoring your boy? You should have been like, yo, Tom, my ankle fucked up. I ain't going back in there. You need to look to Gronk. But that's not what you say. You went up to Tom Brady and said, yo, you favoring Gronk today? And when he was like, yo, what are you talking about? It went on his way. And then Bruce Arians tried to put you back in the game. He was like, nah, fuck it. I'm good. He ain't throwing me the ball. I ain't going back in. Nah, AB, go back in the game. We need you. I'm good. I'm not going back in. AB, go back in the game. I'm not going back in. All right, you're not going back in the game. Well, get the fuck out of here. What are you doing here? All right, fuck it. I'm out. I mean, look, if you're not going to work, then don't be here. It's that simple. I don't think it's that hard.
New York, New York.
Look, you already know I don't pay attention to these sports, y'all. I think with the professionalism, I don't think he should have just took off his helmet and his pads, because I was like, man, I don't know what type of match you got to be to take off your helmet, your pads, and everything on the side of the sideline. But, yeah, stay professional. That's all I got.
Queen, welcome to the show. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You got anything on the AB situation, or are you sitting this one out?
I'm sitting this one out. I have nothing to say.
No problem. Glad to have you on, as always. 8 point, we're talking about Antonio Brown leaving the game. You got any comments on it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm coming at the tail end of it. I don't know, man. I mean, I think it was unprofessional. Like your boy just said a second ago, you got a job to do. You got to finish it up. He was $1 million shy. You know, one more touch. You're going to do that. Get the next touchdown. Get another $1 million. I mean, he just blew. That was a million-dollar tantrum. So, I don't know. We'll see how it unfolds.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious. Because, I mean, I understand how sports is – make sure y'all put y'all backgrounds on mute. I understand how sports is serious to a lot of people. You know, I played sports in college. You know, it's a full-time gig, like Titan Up was saying. But you got to allow some personality in it. You're going to have characters, and there's a lot of characters on our team, and I'm sure that's no different than any other team. So I thought it was amazing. Like, I try to look at it, like, just in totality. And there's a couple questions I had for AB. Like, he picked a good weekend, like, to leave shirtless. These are my observations. I just got observations that we can go one last quick round on and go move on to the next topic. These are my observations. If his ankle was hurt, why was he doing jumping jacks off the field? Another observation. He was in New York. He was in the New York Jets stadium. Who was he pumping up? Like, why was he trying to pump up the crowd? He's on the opposite team, and they were losing. And my final observation, like, AB's what? Is he 30? Is he almost 40? He's got to be, like, 30-something, right? You know, well, two more observations. And I don't mean this. It's going to come off ignorant. I know it's going to come off ignorant, but I don't mean it to. Like, if you were a little bit slow in the head and could stay in that great shape at 40, like, I think I would take it. Like, I feel like everyone thinks I'm pretty normal and I'm fat and out of shape and drink too much. And if you got to be a little slow and be able to, you know, be in that shape at almost 40, I think I'd take it.
And my last observation is AB giving slow people a bad name? Because, like, everyone is starting to say, oh, this is a mental thing. He might be a little slow in the head. And, like, I've met people who were slow in the head, and they were cool as hell. None of them acted like AB. They were all great people. You know, you might have had to take a napkin and wipe their mouth sometimes to help them out. But they were great people. AB looks like he's a dickhead. I think when people are putting this mental health on AB, they're giving mental health people a bad name. Those are just my observations. Blur, am I messed up?
Yeah, you are messed up. I ain't gonna play. You can't range what type of mental illness you're going to have. You can be in his shape at 40. You don't need a mental illness to do it. So, yeah, if you want to get in that shape, go ahead and do it. That said, he could just be an asshole. We had this last time we talked about AB, and I was over here saying it before. It doesn't have to be a mental illness. Maybe he's not slow. Maybe he's just a dick. People can be assholes. They don't need a mental illness to be an asshole. He could just be a dick. He could always have been a dick, and we just didn't know it. I was listening to some report, and they pinpointed the exact time where he decided, yo, I'm going to be a social media movie star. And, like, they pointed it out, and I got to find it and look at it. And from that point on, it was all about social media. This was before he started doing this shit with Pittsburgh when he was going live and everything. It was something to do with the Kardashian. It was like the Kardashian making so much money or whatever. And I was like, yo, maybe he was just always an asshole, and we didn't know about it. We didn't know until he started talking, which is the thing. I mean, whatever the saying is goes, like, rather to have people think you're a fool than to talk and prove them right. Once he started talking and started showing his ass, we were like, yo, this nigga's a dick. He could have always been like that. We just didn't know it.
Yeah. Am extra? Am I off from my observations? And, again, I don't mean anything to offend anybody. It's just an observation.
Nah, I mean, the Jumpin' Jacks, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, because it's different levels. I don't know how bad his ankle's hurting, right? Because, I mean, I've sprained my ankle before. Adrenaline keeps you playing. I played on a sprained ankle. I mean, the adrenaline, you know, within yourself can get you through a game. Now, the Jumpin' Jack piece, depending on how he was jumping, maybe that hurts, maybe it doesn't hurt. But at this point, I don't know too much about that. But I did notice that as well. So, I mean, to me, honestly, I just think the whole thing was some bullshit. And I get with all these people trying to come to his defense and talk about the mental health piece. But to me, I think that, you know, it's still your job, right? And so people wake up every day with issues, and you choose to, you know, go to work with your issues, right? And if you don't, because you're not in the mental safe space, then you shouldn't have came up. Like, he shouldn't have played. I guess that's what my point is, right? Like, you know, only he knows.
Well, before y'all move on, I do want to say that he addressed the whole Jumpin' Jacks thing in his statement. I don't know if y'all saw, like, his tweets and the statements that he made. Like, I think it was today. It might have been today. Yeah, it was today. She came out and addressed everything, kind of. He was like, there's a difference in, like, Jumpin' Jacks and, like, playing, going off the field than there is when you're pushing off a line and taking hits. He was talking about his ankle. He's like, he could do that, but there's a difference between doing what he did and actually, like, push firing off the line to run a route and getting hit.
Yeah.
I think it goes back to that.
I definitely agree with that. I do agree with that. You know what I mean? Play with people. I do agree with all of that statement, though. So I do agree with that, but that's my point, though, right? Like, pushing off the line, can't go see a trainer then, right? I think that's the argument that I have that he still hasn't addressed, right? Why didn't you go see any trainer, right? Why are you standing next to the coach or on the bench with everybody else if you truly were hurt, right? Like, they got the best doctors, sports trainers that he's ever had in his professional career in the NFL, and you just choose to say, hey, you know what? Nah, I ain't going to see none of y'all. I'm just going to tell the coach I ain't going in because I'm hurt. What? Like, that don't make sense. It's not even logical. Like, none of that shit's logical. You hurt, go see a fucking trainer. Right?
That's,
like, that's
true.
You've grown up. You grow up that way. I mean, you know what I mean? From college on, right? High school, not so much, you know what I mean? Because, you know what I mean, you play through a lot of shit in high school. But from college on to your professional, and this ain't his first rodeo. He ain't a rookie, right? So hurt, go see a trainer, period. It ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it, right? I mean, or you play through it, right? You play through the shit. And we've seen quarterbacks do it, and Roger hurt his foot, Joe Burrow hurt his knee, came back in the game. Do you think a trainer would have told his ass to sit down? Absolutely. Only he could put his ass back in the game, right? Like, so that's what I'm saying. Even Matt Stafford ripped his shoulder out of place, but he was like, oh, shit, I can go back in and throw one time, right, and throw a game win a touchdown. Like, only a player can put himself back out in the game and take himself out of the game, right, unless it's a concussion protocol. But that's my point. Like, no one's talking about that part. Like, bro, like, you know you should have saw a trainer, bro. You out here talking to Mike Evans. Makes no sense.
Yeah, it's tough.
Speaking of concussion protocol, man, I think it goes back to that hit that he took when he played for the Steelers. I think that hit messed him up. Google that one.
That burn.
It's even before the hit. Like, before the hit, he came to Steelers practice one day with a whole social media team. Something that was against Steeler rules, but Mike Tomlin let it go because it was AB. It was like, all right, we'll let it. It was like a 5 or 6 person team of a social media team for AB where they recorded the practice and recorded him running routes and catching passes for him to post. Like, it was completely against Steeler rules, but he allowed it.
His screws were loose before then, and they got a little looser after that hit.
I mean, if we want to talk about the American dream, right? And this is putting stuff on, you know, Antonio Brown that I don't personally know as a fact, but just by listening to him talk. Like, I mean, he was homeless at 16. Think about where all of our lives were at 16 and not having a place to live. And he was homeless in Miami. So I guess it's a good place to be homeless because at least you can sleep outside and it's cool at night. But, like, to be homeless at 16 and make it to be, you know, arguably the best route runner in the NFL is a pretty damn amazing feat. But when he talks, see, and this is where, that dog just farted. And this is where, you know, I can get myself in trouble making assumptions. So I'm going into the saying that I don't know. I just wonder. When he talks, like, publicly, even when he's doing these what are them shits called that they pay you money to wish you happy birthday? The cameos. And he's really, like, it sounds like he's slow. And the only reason why it popped up today is because me and Bro were talking earlier. I had listened to, like, an 8-hour podcast today on the Rodney King riots. And I was listening to, they were interviewing Rodney King, and he was talking. And I was like, oh, I can tell he got his ass whooped and got a plate in his head. Like, you can tell, like, the electrode ain't firing in the brain. And it sounds like that with Antonio Brown. So, like, I wonder if maybe there's always been something there and just playing football has just exasperated it.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. Like, there was some screws loose, and they got a little looser with all those hits.
But you can't – but, I mean, we should all be proud of him and be homeless at 16 and make it to where he is now. Yeah, I mean, he might be a dick. He might be he might be mentally ill. I changed.
I think he is. It's definitely a mental thing. He does need some help. He should have had some help.
Him.
Good, like I said.
But I'm just saying that we should applaud him because of where he came from. I mean, we all got dad issues.
I mean, what are we applauding?
I
exactly?
just
want to
get back on the fact.
He's a freak of nature.
Observations. Can we all get back on? Yo, I'm sorry, y'all. This is my brother, okay? And, like, I thought I was bad with observations, but my man, you got entirely too much time on your hands.
I was just
new.
I was just wondering, bro. That's it. But go ahead, Blair. What were you saying?
No, I think that just summed up what I was saying. Like, what are we applauding? Like, what exactly are we applauding? Like, he's got good genetics because he's got a great physique. He's tall. He's fast. I mean, he worked hard, I guess, on the field to break it to where he's at. I mean, it don't really take much to do that physically. Like, when you got physical gifts, you got physical gifts. Like, I don't know what we're applauding. I guess he could have charged with a life of crime. Is that what we're applauding? Like, yo, at least he didn't go down the wrong path.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're applauding.
Yeah, well, he could have been shaking his face.
Yeah, because what do you
want to
be? But what are you going to be known for? What is he going to be known for? I understand what you're saying, where he came from and you know, what he's accomplished. He's a great athlete, no doubt. But what's he going to be known for, man? It's like hitting a home run and tripping, or, you know, at the plate as you come around. Everybody's going to remember the fact that you tripped. Then I can remember the home run. So everybody's going to remember the fact that he did what he did. And this isn't his first rodeo of doing stupid shit. You know, there's many of players that have come through, you know, situations that, like, I would applaud them and be like, man, you straightened your life up. You know, you did a good job. But he's going to be known for this. This is what he's going to be known for, period. That's, I mean,
I don't
come
think
on.
So. Randy Moss.
Bullshit, that's what I know.
Green Bay. Randy Moss booed Green Bay.
Green Bay deserved it.
Killed somebody. Hold on. Ray Lewis killed somebody.
Correct.
And
I know him as a killer.
And was back 3 months later and then became the NFL's greatest linebacker ever to be foreseen. And then became a pitcher, too. I'm just pointing that out there. You know, everybody gets God once, you know, they get ready to go, you know, down that path.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about how you finish up.
Muslim. I'm sorry. They become Christian or Muslim. My bad.
I'm just saying, A-Point, I don't think this has a lasting thing. He's a Hall of Famer. Yeah, this will get brought up. But, like, if you take the entire scope of his career, what's he got, 3 Super Bowls? 4?
I mean, only time will tell.
Yeah, he got 3. No, he got 3. He got 2. He got 2 with the Steelers and 1 with Tampa.
2 Steelers, 1 with Tampa. So, I mean, like, I
well, they see the T.O. ready to go.
What'd you say?
T.O. said he ready to go. He ready to sign up with the Bucks and, you know, take AD spot, you know, go fulfill, you know, that dream.
Terrell Owens been trying to get back in the league for 10 years. He's another one who's in great shape, too.
But would y'all laugh if they really signed him and he really was out there playing?
We'll see. Now we're getting into a real football discussion. Like, Terrell Owens has never been the greatest hands person. Like, I mean, he's one of my favorite receivers of all time. And we can get into this when we got a little bit more time because we got to clean up some of these older topics. And but, you know, like, AB is there for route running and for, you know, shorthanded first downs. Terrell Owens is going to out-physical you, but I don't know if he's really got the greatest hands in the world and runs the best routes for Tom. Like, Tom needs somebody who's working in space. Terrell Owens is more physical. But, hey, he's a Hall of Famer. First ballot or second ballot? Second ballot Hall of Famer? It'd be dope to see somebody come out of the Hall of Fame and go back and play. But, you know. All right, so that's all I got on AB. Anybody else got anything?
I'm good.
No. I will say this in regard to how he's going to be remembered. I think it's all about how you lead the game. Like, Ray Lewis put enough time between him and the murder for people to kind of forget about it and focus on what he's done lately. Same thing with Kobe. Like, we talked about this when Kobe passed. Like, it's been enough time between the rape allegation and what he's done after that till now for people to forget about it. Somewhat with Big Ben, too. Like, I hear people talking about it now, but after a while it's going to be Ben Roethlisberger, the football player. They're not going to talk about the accusations. With AB, the last you want to know about him is this, because I don't think he gets another shot. So I think this is what people won't remember.
Yeah. I watched that Kobe documentary, The Muse, today. It just randomly came on. It's a good movie. I'm not going to get into detail here, but just if y'all ever get a chance, you know, like when he starts talking about how, you know, he had to go through those rape allegations. And it's pretty interesting. It's pretty interesting to see him vulnerable like that. And then they show him on his private helicopter. And you think, like, damn, yo, that's how he died, yo, which sucks. But that junk did look nice inside. I can understand why he took it. All right, so New topic. I'll open the floor up to everybody real quick. Anybody got anything specific they want to talk about? We got about 30 minutes left. Anybody? Queen, you got anything you want to get off your chest before I jump into my time traveler that came to America?
No, I'm fine.
No, anybody got anything specific they want to talk about? DJ C. Siren in here doing work, so I know she don't want to talk about nothing. Anybody got
y'all want to talk about how Derrick Henry coming back in week 18, huh? Y'all want to talk about that, huh? Oh, y'all want to talk about my Titans? Yeah, I figured.
anybody got anything? No. So we had a time traveler come. He didn't come to America. I think he came to – it was like a damn, I have the story over there on my computer, but now I'm laying on the couch getting comfortable drinking whiskey with y'all. But we had a time traveler come back who said they were from the future of 3146. And it was three major dates that we should worry about. It's going to be another pandemic.
Who is reporting this?
It was like a national story. It was like somebody came back from town.
Where'd he go?
This is another observation by Gunn.
What'd you say?
This is another observation.
No, I'm telling you. No one heard about this story? I checked it to y'all. None of y'all looked it up?
Nah, I'm reading through it right now.
All right, look. So it was a time traveler from 2714. He was on TikTok. I guess I'm gonna have to get TikTok one of these days, but I'm definitely scared.
So
he's
2714.
Yeah, he's from 2714. He said on March 11th. A human is going to have a child with a chimpanzee, and they're going to have mixed features. On April 19th, the COVID strain Omega is going to happen. It's going to be five times worse than all the other vaccines. But isn't Omicron
Omega be the end of it?
Worse than who?
Wouldn't Omega mean that it's the end of the pandemic?
Yeah. Mm. And then on December 17th, the largest creature in the ocean is discovered, and it's called
Megalodon.
That's like a movie. Like why did Taken Dude get eaten by a shark like that? it was like when they had this movie Megalodon with Taken Dude.
You mean the Meg?
Yeah, the Meg. It's like six of them. Yeah, like, you got to see the movie. Like, it's not like one – it's not like Jaws where it's just one giant shark eating people.
Yeah.
It's like a bunch of them that he has to take out. It's absolutely ridiculous. Anyway, so September 17th, the largest creature is discovered in the ocean called Serene Croin, four times the size of the blue whale. So he's not predicting anything too crazy. I mean, there's probably going to be some more COVID strain. Get off my nuts. But a human having chimp features was wild until I saw that Elon Musk video where this chimpanzee is sucking a Slurpee playing video games with his mind. It is nuts.
Have you seen the one that's driving around the zoo in the golf cart?
There's a chimpanzee driving?
Like, turning corners and everything.
Whipping it?
Yeah.
Somebody's out here fucking chimpanzees.
It's a
same thing. So do y'all believe that there could be a time traveler here? Like Bishop?
Wait, I need to know how on TikTok did they prove that they were time traveler? What did they show in this TikTok video that made them believe that they were actually from the future? Like, what was shown?
I was upset because I was like, well, what login to these? Like, do they have the same, like, are emails the same in 700 years? Like, how are they able to log on?
Like, I was
going to
say, yeah, the app, like, the software, like, what, is there, you know, yeah, how can we see, like, there has to be, it has to be, like, version 500,000.0, like,
yeah.
How can it go back?
Yeah,
it'd be
nice if you said Steve Jobs, like, they brought it back.
Yeah, that would be,
I mean. So nobody cares about the time travel?
I don't believe any time travelers coming back to get on TikTok. So, yeah.
I wonder if the time traveler knows that the Chinese are spying on them through TikTok. Or was that the Koreans?
No, it's Chinese.
Oh, they're all the same. Aww. I'm just joking. Like, I got a little Korean beef after what they did to that little girl in Cali. Like, I've been, like, me and Blur have been talking about this whole Rodney King beef. You know, they shot a little black girl in the back of her head? A Korean lady? She got probation.
That was the whole thing with them. I mean, that's the whole foundation of the, you know, like, Nest Society and.
Yeah, I understand the scene. I was like, why y'all black people shoot that little Korean lady?
Just because of the large Korean, community in L.A. I mean, and they were owning all the liquor stores, but it happened. I mean, there was a lot of.
They got it on video.
Yeah.
Have y'all ever seen a video? I don't want to make this morbid, but it was pretty interesting just to hear the case. It's a good case. It's a lot of information. Back to time travel. Nobody thinks there's any time travelers? Everybody's out on time travelers?
Look, I would say time travelers. I would say time travelers, but I mean, what? If you believe in Christianity, what did Jesus do?
I mean, if we want to get into the Christianity discussion, I always wonder why he had to move the rock to go to heaven. Like, why didn't he just go to heaven? Like,
I don't think he moved the rock.
Yo, you are going to burn. You are going to burn.
I don't think he moved the rock. Then the people come and check on him, and then they move the rock and he goes there.
Burn.
Hey, hold on. That sparked up way more conversation than I thought. We got to go one at a time because I'm going to start talking at once. Blur, go ahead.
Now, I ain't the most educated person on that story, but to my understanding, like, he didn't move the rock. Like, the people came and checked on him, like, moved the rock, and his body was gone. If I remember correctly, I could be wrong.
No, you're wrong. The stone was already rolled away.
Yeah, you wrong, yo. Shut up. I'm just messing with you. I wasn't sure if I was right. Who else was talking? Who was that, Tighten Up?
I just got to say that, you know, you are definitely, you done moved a few stations up.
Look, I just always wonder, anybody got anything else? Anybody got a cop? We got a couple Catholics on here. Y'all got anything on my Boulder comment, DJ T-Sign?
We say that Jesus moved it. The angel moved it. So Jesus
moved
it.
Well, where did angels come from?
But why did he move the stone? They just went to heaven, right? Like, if you got to go through the clouds and the atmosphere and pass them.
Well, they know he's gone. If it wasn't moved, they wouldn't look.
So if that stone stayed there, you think nobody would ever figure out that Jesus wasn't there?
Well, the ones he appeared to after.
Oh, Jesus came back?
Yeah.
After he left? That's got to be a hell of a toll.
Where did he get back?
What'd he do? What was it? Like, you like a ghost? Like Red Man?
He was just coming to visit.
And, what was my man named? Ivory and How High?
He can walk through cars. I can do it too. Watch.
He definitely came back. Ivory definitely came back. I remember that.
I'm asking a question. I'm not making fun of God. I just
with the living.
I just didn't know he came back. I thought once he was gone, like, everything was forgiven. So you mean once he died on the cross and forgave everything we ever did, like, he came back with more to say? I learned something new today. I just didn't know. I honestly did not know. Please, God, don't kill me tonight. I honestly did not know.
We'll
I'll read you the
lesson. We'll
go
just read an Easter. We're gonna have an Easter lesson.
What was we talking about? Time travel. Hey, Jesus.
How is Jesus?
right. So nobody, anybody got anything left on that? TJ, she's signing the Sunday. You know, she's Southern Baptist.
I'm missionary Baptist.
Oh. So you get in the water, you just don't walk it out.
Look, just saying. All right,
why
so
they
got to
drown you, though?
I always wonder
that. Why do they drown you in the water? Yes, why
you
do
know,
they drown you in the water?
I knew something when my uncles wanted me to get baptized. They're Jehovah's Witnesses. And he was like, yo, you need to get down and lay down. And I was like, I don't know if I can just do the whole virgin thing till I get married. Like, this is pulling me in. And so I went to see them get baptized. And my uncle has one of them, my uncle's the same age as me. So, like, we've always been, like, we grew up together. He's like my brother. We've always been swimming together. He's all, you know the type when you're growing up who always got to hold their nose when they go underwater? So when he got baptized, he held his nose when he got baptized, and I always thought to myself, what you worried about, God got you now. You shouldn't have to hold your nose. But I didn't say that out loud. It was just an observation. Because I don't judge. I just always wonder, what you worried about? You can't be worried about drowning when you're getting baptized.
And you in the house of the Lord, right?
Look, we got this church by our house, and now we just freestyle. We only got about 20 minutes left. We got to get back on subject. We got a church by our house that baptizes people with a fire hose.
Oh, nah.
Like, we're still practicing slavery down there.
What is slavery? Most definitely a slavery. What is going on?
You
want
to take a bath today?
The 8-point knows that church. If you drive down Church Street, that one, that big white one that's on the left, they be baptizing people with fire hoses.
Nah.
Well, it's their church.
Oh, nah.
I just don't know.
Look, I'm single. Can you imagine, though, they got a lot of 45 in the church?
Yeah, I just don't know if they understand. It's a little crazy, so. Hey, I love Jesus. I'm team Jesus. Yeah, I'm team everybody. Yeah. I love everybody. All right. So, Chips and Monkeys. So, did y'all get a chance to watch the YouTube video I was telling y'all about?
Uh-huh.
No?
So, yeah.
So, Elon Musk and Blur, you can correct me. That Neuralink that he wants to put in humans, they have successfully put it in monkeys. And what this video showed was this monkey was controlling. So it was basically the monkey had to put a dot in an orange square. And every time he put, it's amazing how we train people too in animals. And every time he put the dot in the orange square, they would shoot some banana slushy through a straw. Right? So you saw the monkey using the joystick, putting his dot in the orange hole. He said, watch what we can do. So they disarmed the joystick. They unplugged it. The monkey was still acting like he was putting the dot in the hole to get the Slurpee. And they said, you know, because he's still doing the hand motion even though it's unhooked. And he was like, now watch this. Then they took the whole joystick away. And he was putting a dot in the hole just by, like, he was just mentally saying, hey, this is, like, his head was moving like he would move the joystick because that's what he was thinking. And they was like, now look at this. You know the Atari game Pong, the little tennis joint where it's like the one line up, one line on the other side, and the dot goes back and forth? The monkey was playing it with his brain, yo. And I could only think that this is how that Mark Wahlberg movie started.
Definitely.
If we're going to die.
Yeah.
It looked genius because, what they're explaining is, you know, guys like Stephen Hawking who had the little, you know, mechanical voice because he couldn't move any of his limbs, they can install that, and now he can be able to do anything. Like, you can drive with this thing. you can basically just tell wherever you need to go. And it made me think of the little Oculus. Like, can you imagine the things they're going to be able to do with the Oculus? They were talking about the Joe Budden show, how you can have, like, porn with that joint. It seems scary. It seems genius, but it seems like we're getting a little bit too crazy. But I don't know if that's what my parents thought about cell phones. So I just advise y'all to check it out. Do any of y'all think y'all would get that Neuralink put in your body? Blur, I'll let you go first.
Oh, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. I don't know. I think this is the future. I do believe this is the future. I don't know if I'll be around by time it's, you know, available or something for people to just voluntarily get. I probably won't be around. I don't think we're moving that fast towards it. But I do believe this is the future. I mean, we already walk around with our cell phones like we can't breathe without them. And then you got watches. Pretty soon ain't going to be no cell phone. Ain't going to be no watches. There's going to be implants. And I think this is just how they're going to do it.
Yeah, I think when we talked about it before, I was just ignorant to see how it worked. And now I see how it worked. It looked kind of dope. 8 Point, would you do it? Y'all got to see this video. It's impressive. It could all be fake, but it's impressive.
I thought we already did it. I got two of my shots a while back, and I just got boosted again. Didn't we already do this?
It would be nice if we could control stuff with our brain with the vaccines we already got. It definitely would be nice. MX, you got anything on it?
I thought they inserted a chip in me. My bad.
I mean, MX, I saw the video. I think it's pretty cool. I would need to know a little bit more around the research. I think the more impressive part to me was actually at the end when they was like, hey, if you're into this kind of stuff, like, join us, right? I think that's what made it a little bit more credible to me. It's because they were willing to actually say, you know, we don't know all gotten so far and, you know, join our movement to try to figure out how we can take this further. You know what I mean? So I just think that, you know, it was pretty cool, especially when, you know what I mean, they unplugged it and still was able to move it. So, I don't know if I would get it myself, but I definitely would follow the research because I think it's pretty cool.
How you not? Watch out back.
No, I really, you know, I'm good.
Yeah, you don't even trust medicine, yo.
Listen, you make fun of me all you want. I ain't sick.
No, I ain't mad at you.
I ain't sick.
I'm just sick. But, I mean, it's on par with, nah, I wouldn't do it. Like, why? Like, why would you go that far in one extreme to the other? You're right. Like, it wouldn't make sense. Look, I wouldn't get that thing. It's just interesting. Like, to be able, like, just imagine if, like, you know, I mean, you could tell your dog to go open your fridge and get you a beer just sitting on the couch. Like, it's ultimate laziness, but, like, if you can control a video game, you can, like, if all of your family had Neuralinks, like, our phones are attached. Like, how you were saying that, you know, you put your daughter on the bus to go to school. Like, you never have to worry about where your daughter is again. All you have to do is bring it up in your mind, and you'll instantly be able to find her. Now, they might be able to control you. somebody might be able to minority report you, but, you know, if we're looking at this in the best case scenarios, like, there's some advantages to having this thing. New York.
So I think I just watched a video. It's mad interesting. I ain't even gonna hold you. It's mad interesting, right? But with everything going on with technology, yeah, I mean, even with games and all this other stuff, even with the human body, we are not, like, made to have that technology in our brain. we're not made to have that technology in our brain. So I'm thinking about the side effects that comes with that. I'm thinking about the side effects that comes with that. Not only that, each person or each individual that gets that Neuralink or whatever, it's not going to operate the same, right? But not even that, it's not going to operate the same. But so if you do a mass production of Neuralinks to people's brains, right? Yeah, I mean, and it doesn't operate how it's supposed to function, you're going to have to send multiple updates for that Neuralink in your brain and shit like that. Or just like something like that. So if the Neuralink don't match with your brain, what you gotta do? You gotta have multiple open surgeries on your brain just to get that shit implanted right. What is the actual disadvantage for that?
I mean, I don't know, but I think that's why they're testing on monkeys now. Because I mean, you know, we all believe in, you know, God created us and all that good stuff. Well, some of us, you know, I don't want to act like I pretend I know everything for everybody, but monkeys are 98% genetic the same as us. It's crazy what, you know, Neil deGrasse Tyson always says, look how difference that just 2% makes. Us and monkeys are 98% the same exact genetic, you know, and they can play video games. You know, they can do like a couple things of sign language, but, you know, we're sending people to space and creating things to put in your brain so that you can play video games, right? That 2% is a huge difference, right? But, you know, just to push back on your, you know, that ain't supposed to be in our body. I mean, look at handicapped people. You know, they got people walking around with metal legs now. It's not necessarily supposed to be in our body, but, you know, they attach these things to our bodies now, and you know, we've gotten it pretty down to a science where people can still have, you know, they had the Blade Runner in South Africa before he killed his wife. He had no legs and he was winning a hunt. Which reminds me, I was just watching Hawkeye.
Nah, that's the thing. Before he killed his wife, hold on. What is this shit doing to your brain? First of all,
I mean, that's
hold
true.
Up, man. Don't put poor little Tink Tink on Neuralink. Neuralink have nothing to do with poor little Tink Tink.
No, but I'm just saying, like, controlling shit with your brain is mad cool. But I don't think from this vaccine shit, I take the vaccine, but I don't, like, Neuralink in your brain, how they going to implant it in your brain? You got to have an open head surgery. They going to put it in your skull. They going to open your skull. Like, what? They going to implant it in your brain? Like, what does that look like?
Well, now it's definitely surgery because an MX-ray, if you tell me if I'm wrong, but in the beginning of the video, they say, you can still see where the chimpanzee head was shaved where they implanted it. So they definitely had to do surgery or they wouldn't have shaved his head. But, you know, if you're talking okay. But New York, what we're saying, though, is, like, for us, yeah, maybe we wouldn't need it because, you know, we're blessed. We have our arms. We have our legs. We can speak. You know, we can see. You know what I mean? But, you know, take Titan Up's daughter, what he was just explaining earlier. She can't communicate. Think about a chip put in her brain, and now she can tell her dad, yo, I love you every night. Something that he hasn't had, you know, a chance to hear. Isn't that worth it? Like, isn't that dope enough to at least try?
I think it's dope enough at least to try, but you still have to gauge the side effects for it. Radio waves, all that other type of stuff that goes through that has to get that communication trip to actually properly work. And not only that, it's just more of if they produce it mass for the people to do it, you know what I mean? I would be against it. I'm not going to hold you. I'll be against it. Because I really don't know what the side effects is to that planting the chip into your brain. Especially even opening your skull, even opening your skull just to plant the chip in your brain. Like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it would be good for, I would say, like, for a short time just to get that satisfaction. But, yeah, I don't know how that shit is going to affect the body long term.
Yeah, you're right. Anybody else got anything on Neuralink? That video was crazy.
I think the video a long time ago, but to address, and I'm not captive for Neuralink here, but to address New York concerns, that's why they started human trials. Like, everything starts off with a little bit of fear and, like, questions, but that's why you go through testing and everything, and over time, like, with anything, you can be like, all right, we got enough successful stuff here, and all your questions going to be answered. Like, all right, how about the surgery? Like, yo, we done did 1,000 surgeries already. Like, what about updates? Yo, we don't, version 5.9, we done been through 11 updates. So, over time, yeah, all that stuff gets worked out.
Yeah, I guess my question about how many people have died.
Yeah.
All right, anybody else got anything on Neuralink? We only got about 5 minutes left, so we can close up shop. But anybody got anything left on Neuralink? DJ C. Sire and 8 Point, I'm Extra, New York, tighten up. Anybody got anything?
No, I'm good.
No, I got nothing.
All right, so real quick, did y'all know that the eggs we eat are like period eggs? Do we have this conversation? No, so we can do this real quick.
What?
It's another observation.
Yo.
So you know how
you
women...
You got a strange
when they,
way of describing stuff, yo. Yeah. Like, crazy.
Y'all know
so
the
you
eggs
know
we eat are period eggs. Yo, I'm never going to eat an egg again.
That's crazy.
I mean, think about it. So you know,
that's not what
women
means,
are.
But
I don't want to think about. Now you're telling me to think about something. I eat bacon and eggs. I like bacon and eggs. I like a bacon and egg tea sandwich sometimes. You done fucked that all the way up. Now you're telling me I'm eating period.
We eating a bacon egg period. That shit is crazy.
I would like to think that y'all are more educated than that and understand what Beach Bomb's ready to say, but I'll let you go ahead.
No, but it's true. It's the period. You know how when women ovulate, you know, it's an unfertilized egg that comes out of them. That's what comes out the chicken. If there's no rooster to fertilize the egg, and you take the egg for your to eat, that's a period egg. It's an unfertilized egg. It just don't come out in the bloody stream like humans, but it's a period egg. So you eating? So because I used to think it was like unborn chicken. But now you realize, nah, it's just a period. That's it. Y'all gotta watch
And that's the thing, right? We wasn't thinking about it as being a period egg. We was already thinking about it was being an unborn chicken egg. Now we associate it with the period.
There you go. Ain't no chicken in there. If ain't no rooster there to fertilize the egg, that egg ain't never going to become a chicken. Just like if your sperm ain't in there to fertilize your woman, that's going on the tampon and in the trash. Which would be crazy.
Queen would tell
you. Now my brain's just going. Like, what if somebody created, like, tampon zombies? Or they just went to a dumpster and was able to fertilize all the tampons in a dumpster.
Yo, what's wrong with you? Like, yo, what's wrong with you? Like, for real?
That would be a good horror movie.
Nah, it's not what was wrong with him, because, you know what I mean, at the end of the day, what the condom situation is, you know what I mean, I make sure that shit is wrapped up tight before I throw up in the, I throw up in the trash can, you know what I mean. I don't want nobody to do with my DNA. I mean, it's serious. He got a point right there, though.
All right, but I'm saying this, though. Like, what part of the bottle are you on? Because obviously you must have just cracked that thing, because you definitely need at least 4 more double shots, at least.
Look, I'm just sharing y'all with my observations. We got to catch up on some topics. These were the things burning in my brain. I just wanted to provide y'all some education.
Bloody tampons in a double shot. Oh,
yeah. So another question I got. If you go to a party and it's BYOB, can you take your BO, can you take your bottle back at the end of the night?
Yes. No, I'm telling you that right now. Yes. I'm telling you that right now. Yes. I don't care what nobody's saying on this line. I don't care what nobody's saying on this line. Yes. What are you talking about?
Don't ever invite me to one of your parties and tell me to bring my own bottle and think I'm not taking my bottle when I'm walking around with this motherfucker. I'm not sharing shit. You said bring my own bottle. I brought my own bottle. I ain't drinking off of nobody else's shit in here. I got my own shit. I ain't even got, listen, I'm going to make sure I even bring my own cups with ice.
I need to be like you. Because I be sharing my liquor out, you know what I mean? And my bottle be finished back before the end of the night. My bottle be finished before
New
the
York,
end of the night.
Come hang with the bull. Come hang with me, because I'm going to teach you right. Hell no.
Yo, hold on. Yo, it's a BYOB. That's just like going to a potluck and out here talking about, yo, this is my dish, so nobody else can have it. So I'm just going to eat only my dish, yo. Come on, bro. That's come on. Like when it's BYOB or BYO food or potluck, it's to the community. You know, like, you know what I mean? Like, you go there, you bring it, and it's to the community. At the end of the day, I would think you would have at least a proper protocol. Be like, yo, if like, so for instance, Beach Bum comes, he likes Jack. He know I don't like Jack, so he's like, yo, I'm gonna take this Jack with me. Cool. Had that drink because he know it's going to be there the next time he comes. That should be the protocol. It shouldn't be you just automatically assuming that, like, that joint is yours to the party. Because one, it's almost like you leaving it for the host because they took it upon themselves to, like, host the party. So that's just, like, almost like an offering that you're giving to the host of the party because you've been cleaned up and messed up all the bad dishes. Yeah, cool. Because you did all the dishes, and now I'm just for my hosted. The you know, I mean, the liquor stays here. That's what I think about the whole situation. I got you.
I'm gonna make it quick though. So what you saying is, you know what I mean, if I'm bringing everything to the party, you know what I mean, if I bring treat to the party, you know what I mean, I'm gonna bring mid weed to the party, you know what I mean, have everybody smoke the mid weed, but the actual shit, you know what I mean, you got to put in on it, said you see me smoking, you try to get a hit. Nah, the actual mid shit is for y'all, you know what I mean.
We got to get out of here. A-Point, you've been trying to get in here, and they just cut you off. What you got, A-Point?
Right. No, I ain't worried about it. First of all, it's probably been about 25 years since I've been to a party where it's been BYOB. That's college days. But even then, back in college when it was BYOB, you leave what you brought because it all comes out in the wash because somebody else is going to have a party that's BYOB. You're going to have a party at BYOB. So you leave your shit there. You don't ever take it back. It looks tacky. It looks like shit. Leave it there.
Okay. We got to get out of here, man. I'm going to go around the horn. DJ Cesar, you got anything to say?
Peace out.
All right. A-Point, you got anything else?
No, I'm just glad I made it to the end. But I will say this. The last conversation was hilarious to me. I just shared this with you because I'm listening to, you know, your whole period egg, you know, talk. And I just discovered the Bob Ross channel on TV.
So I'm sitting there. I put it on mute. I'm watching the Bob Ross channel and listening to you. It's fucking hilarious.
Hey man, shout out to you. You about to put you about to put a king in a piece of bread, a baby. That's a creepy tradition.
I am making
baby.
I am making some king cakes tonight. Hey man, it's the Epiphany, man. It's the 6th. We'll talk about that on. I don't talk religion. Look it up. Google it. It's the Epiphany.
Hey, I'm mad at you.
There's a whole history behind it. Watch him out.
8 points making period cake.
I guess somebody's not getting a piece of king cake.
Yeah, I messed up, man. Glad to have you on, man. Glad you made it, man. Tighten up. You got anything to say before we roll?
Hey, man, just pay attention to them Titans, and you fuck my head up with the period eggs, man. Like, stop. Just let it go, man. It's some things that just can't be explained. And like, just let them go. I love you, bro. Let them go.
Love you too, bro. Glad you made it on, man. Glad to have you. MX, you got anything?
Nah, man. I'm good, man. Everybody have a good night.
All right, man. Appreciate you coming on as always. Blur, you up?
I do want to say, I think we got to remember what the Y stands for in BYOB, bring your own beer. But, all right, I mean, I ain't been to a BYOB party where you were sharing drinks anyway. The only one I've ever been to is, like, you bring it, and then it's with you. Like, it's at your table, at your section, or whatever you got. But whatever, I mean, maybe it's bring everybody a beer type situation. I ain't never been to one of those. But other than that, I mean, salute to everybody. Stay safe out there. I mean, be careful who you talk to on the phone. Amara Klein can be passed through the phone. It's my new theory. I'm going to try to spread that to catch it on.
Hey, I'm letting y'all know now, man. Best strip clubs in BYOB. New York, New York. Floor is yours.
Yeah, I got to be honest, y'all. I mean, you fucked my head up with the period egg, y'all. I mean, I don't even know. I was trying to cook the scrambled eggs with the American cheese next morning, y'all. I mean, but I don't think I'm going to do that, y'all. I mean, I got to ponder on that shit more. But other than that, y'all, I mean, don't be going around here touching cold doorknobs, y'all, you know I mean, that people infected, y'all, you know I mean, you got to touch that shit with a paper towel, your shirt or something, yeah. Other than that, y'all, you know I mean, it's mad random, I know, but I got to bring it up, y'all, you know I mean, I hate license plates that do the letters vertically, y'all, you know I mean, it gives me anxiety. I don't know, y'all need it, y'all have to do something with those license plates. I don't like those letters vertically. You know what I mean? Just do the three letters, you know what I mean? And do the state symbol and then another three letters. Other than that, don't do that shit vertically, yo. I don't like that shit. Other than that, yo, stay safe out here. The Omicron is going viral, you know what I mean? But other than that, yo, keep yourself stay safe, you know what I mean? Do the wet wipes, whatever you got to do, you know what I mean? Hand sanitizer. Keep yourself safe. Other than that, drink water, save the bees, and we out of here.
My man. You got work tomorrow. Why are you working tonight?
Guess what?